Sarah Champion, we are backstage at the Isle of Wight Festival with tonight's headliners of the Big Top, Feeder.
You've been away
for a little while.
Yeah.
You're back after 3.5 years. just for this little gig here at the Isle of Wight Festival. No pressure.
No, yeah, I'm starting to feel the pressure now you mentioned it. I know, you know, with no warm-up either. So we were going to do one, and then it didn't happen in the end. So we said, oh, we'll be all right. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, famous last words.
Yeah.
It'll
be all
right.
So we just thought it'd be more exciting just to turn up and do it, you know.
Right.
Okay. I mean, festivals are like that anyway. You know, even if you have like the perfect gig the night before, I mean, they're so unpredictable. So
yeah, and so, no one gets a sound check, do they?
No, so well, no. I think we could have done something, but it meant coming here at like 7 a.m. or something.
Oh wow!
And it was just a bit like
even if
you had a good sound check at 7 a.m, by the time you get on, you know, you'd have forgot what it sounded like anyway. So
I was actually going to ask how the heads are, because obviously Wales had a big win last night. Did you?
Yeah, I had a few drinks last night because I was, but I didn't go crazy. It was the Crouch End Zombie Walk. They have it every year.
Right.
Everyone dresses up as sort of, and they show a film just by the town hall. So I was dressed up as a zombie. I know, it's mad. It was, and they show Grease. I don't know. Last year it was the Rocky Horror Show. I think it all came from, you know, Simon Pegg.
Yes,
made
of
the film, you know, Shaun of the Dead. That was all filmed in Crouch End.
Yes.
I think that's how it all started off.
Okay.
He was something to do with it. And then it sort of carried on. So every year everyone meets in the pub with their kids, everyone dresses up. So that's what I was doing last night. And then they had the football on inside the hall. So we were running in and out, watching a bit of Grease, bit of football.
Everyone was driving through Crouch End last night, so a lot of happy zombies.
It was. People go out to restaurants, windows are going, it's like, it is quite mad, but it's actually a really good laugh. Yeah.
While we're on the football, have you heard the Mannix football song for Wales?
I only hear like a tiny bit of it. It's meant to be all right, isn't it? I don't know. Is it good?
I genuinely haven't heard it.
Right. Someone said it's quite good for a football start.
Okay.
And they said it's quite, you know, they've done quite a good job.
I
mean, obviously, you know, we've. You know, I've done shows in the Mannix, you know, they're nice guys as well, you know, they're a great band.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it had to be them, really, wouldn't it? It's going to be them or Stereophonics.
I was going to say.
Or maybe Feeder.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you know, well, you know, one of the phone call?
Tack is half Welsh now.
Yeah,
I guess. Honorary Welsh.
Yeah, no, I think we're a bit, you know, maybe next year, Tacky, you never know.
Yeah. For rugby, maybe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's you know, you've had a few years off and stuff, but I was just reading this morning, 20 years since the Swim EP.
Yeah, I mean, we've been a while before that.
How did that happen, though? I mean, just...
Quick, isn't it?
It has. I mean, life is short. It's absolutely flown by. I think the fact we've always sort of, you know, been quite lucky that we've always been busy as well. I mean, this gap has been the only time we've, you know, really taken off, you know, which is why some people were thinking, oh, yeah, you know, it's, you know, a Feeder split up, because we've always been doing stuff.
Mm.
But some bands take 4 years off between albums anyway, you know.
Yeah, of course.
It's not unheard of.
No.
I think it's just for people just didn't expect us to do it. But, you know, it kind of happened, and I think it feels... You know, I'm sort of. It feels nice to be back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
playing old songs is kind of refreshing.
Yeah, it feels. There's a few thinking.
4 years.
You know, there's a few that feel a little bit like probably wouldn't write that now, but you know, I think every band has that history, you know, and you have to sort of appreciate that some people actually bought those songs and they want to hear them still.
Yeah,
so we're
course.
Doing a couple of, you know, songs tonight that we haven't played for a long time. Some of the real poppy singles, which we may not do again.
Yeah.
We thought this was a good time to do it tonight.
Well, it's funny. Absolute Radio played Buck Rogers earlier, and which now, I mean, that's 15 years old. I want to say
it's got to be.
It still sounds so fresh, though. It genuinely
apart from
does.
The horse sound at the start. It's like. How do you make that drum sound like a horse coming down the road? But it's made it very distinctive. It was just the way they mixed it. For some reason, it was never meant to sound like that. But it is what it is. And, you know...
It's a real favourite live as well, isn't
it? You know, I didn't want to play it for years, but I'm a bit like, well, it's a pop song. It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And it just makes people have a laugh. So, you know, it's... you know, it's a simple song, but sometimes those tracks just like, you know...
It
just has something, you know, that connects with people.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of very slow anthemic songs as well that are sort
of
equally popular, but they have a different
just
reaction.
The way I'm feeling,
you know,
I mean,
high and all that, and, you know, feeling a moment. But yeah, it was quite nice actually going through and listening to all the singles again, because I was like, oh yeah, I've actually done quite a few, haven't I? Because you don't realise, yeah, you know, until you actually go down.
Notched up a fair amount.
Yeah.
The Who played last night, and obviously they were here at the sort of legendary 1970 Isle of Wight Festival, where, I mean, what a lineup that was. Doors and Hendrix. Iggy Pop was here yesterday as well. Ooh. Yeah, in fact, they did a 40 years of punk celebration yesterday.
Oh, really?
In the Big Top. So you had Adam Ant was in there, the Damned, the Buzzcocks.
Wow,
so it was really, really good.
Classic.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I think the last time you were here, if I'm right, it would have been the Tom Petty.
I think it was, wasn't it?
Does that ring a bell?
Tom Petty. I think it was Tom
You got
Petty,
to see some
it?
Tom Petty.
Was that when it was really bad weather?
You were so upset with the weather.
Yeah,
so.
Really upset with the weather. But it sort of ended up okay at the end, and it sort of stopped raining a bit. But
tonight you're praying for bad weather, because everyone will be in the Big Top.
I know, but don't tell me about that. But well, not too bad. It was just enough to get a few more in. But I remember watching Tom Petty. I'm a huge Tom Petty fan anyway. You know, well, both of us are, aren't we? Both like Tom Petty. You know, he's quite a big influence on us, actually, sort of musically. And although people might be surprised to hear that, but just his simple but really, you know, direct way of writing, I've just always connected with. But he's a legend, isn't he? You know, Tom Petty's brilliant, yeah.
In fact, I think Kelly Jones was there specifically that year to see. He wasn't playing the stereo.
I remember seeing him actually. We were on our way to the Ray-Bans hut to go and blag some Ray-Bans, I think. Yeah, we'll have a few more pairs, by the way, because I just broke that. And Kelly was there, I think, with his, you know, with his partner at the time, and I just remember seeing him. I'm just waving. He was like, he used to see it hanging out. Yeah.
I think he'd come with Rob Brydon to see Tom Petty.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I think I saw him here as well. So I had a good time.
So how? I mean, you sort of touched upon it, but how do you decide on the set list? How did you sit down and think, right? Did we just sort of hit the ground running, do the big hitters?
I think it was easier the fact we've been away for so long. We were thinking, well, we can't actually remember any of them anyway, because we were thinking like, oh my god, how do you? You know, because you sort of always remember, you know, we just finished like a new album, so you always remember all the new songs.
Yeah, of course.
And you go back to it and think, oh my God, I can't remember to play it. But it does come back to you quite quickly, although you can forget it as well. So tonight, I'm sure there'll be a few little. But, you know, I think in some way it keeps it fresh. I think if you're over rehearsed, sometimes it can get. Sometimes it doesn't always work as well, does it?
First email you sent me for this set, he was so long.
It was.
No way.
It was about 40 songs. I was like, can we just learn these?
And
he's a bit like, do we have to? I was like,
half of them are question mark.
Yeah, I have to admit, I do have a little bit of a set list illness. I'm sort of well known for sort of giving the set list about 5 minutes before we go on stage. But on this one, I thought, let's keep it organised. And we've also got Nate from Snow Patrol playing with us on guitar tonight.
Oh, okay.
Nathan Connolly, who's a guitar player in Snow Patrol, who lives near me, we're just sort of friends. I sort of mentioned it to him. Oh, do you want to come play guitar? He goes, yeah, I'd love to. Because he bought some of our early records, apparently.
Right.
Because he's a little bit younger than us. And so he's playing with us. So he had to learn the set as well. So we and he had 2 weeks. We're like, can't have too many songs. It was not fair on him. So,
okay.
So that helped to keep the set quite simple.
Yeah.
But we're just going to go for mainly, it's pretty much all singles. So we're hoping that's got a. Hopefully, you know, that's going to work.
Yeah.
At least people will know.
Of course.
Some of them.
Of course.
Yeah.
And have I read you're off to Japan next? Is that right?
Tucker's off to do his other project, and then.
Actually, I leave in tomorrow. So.
Oh wow.
With a hangover.
Yeah.
Oh well, good luck with that.
Well, thank you.
And then we're going to be doing. We've got a new record hopefully coming out a bit later in the year, and going to be doing some feeder touring. End of September, October, hopefully. But you know, it hasn't been announced yet. So you're pretty much the first one to hear. So yeah. A new album, yes, done. It's just.
I was tempted to finish on the new record,
it's an exclusive
and I thought,
for you guys.
I thought people don't like being asked if they've got a new record.
Well, I'm not saying much
up.
About it, but I say, but there is going to be a new record, and it's and some more shows, you know, with new music. Yeah.
And released later this year.
Yeah, that's the plan, unless something changes. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's really exciting. Well, look forward to it, and look forward to your set tonight. Enjoy every second
of it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers.